Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Ah! Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
That's right, it's One Word, and it's a Monday, and it's the One Word brought to you by the Sand Trap. Great spot, delicious food, cold drinks, TVs everywhere to watch your favorite sports teams. If you want to have a late night and watch the Chiefs, and you want to watch the Royals and the Dodgers, first pitch at 9:10. Max going to be up all night and give us the reaction to the game. You can go see that. It is located at the northeast corner of Blue Ridge and Holmes in South KC. That is the Sand Trap, and on a Monday, they have the KC Dilla. Your choice of chicken or beef, grilled bell peppers, red onions, and shredded cheese on a toasted flour tortilla served with sour cream and salsa. It's just $13. Or if your Monday is all about cheeseburgers, you can get one of those there as well for $9 with fries and $1 off craft beers. Also, don't forget the Sand Trap, Maloney's, and the Landing, all places for you to have your fantasy football draft and any special they have that day. So tonight, if you had your fantasy football draft, which is very egregiously early, you could get all these specials, including the quesadilla that is $13, or the cheeseburger, $9, or $1 off craft beers. It is One Word, brought to you by the Sand Trap, Matt Gordon.
Roger Clemens was third on that list that we were talking about, right? All-time strikeouts. Nolan Ryan, one word on this real fast. Nolan Ryan has almost 1,000 more career strikeouts than the guy who's number two on the list, Randy Johnson.
Fastball.
A great and then segue. Roger comes in at number three. God. Because Scherzer got into the top 10 yesterday with his strikeouts.
One word would be Henry. Most rushing yards over the last 10 NFL seasons, Derrick Henry, 13,018. Derrick Henry after contact, 9,677. Then comes Ezekiel Elliott. Very impressive to see Zeke still there. And then Saquon at 8,300. One word on that Derrick Henry stat.
Nuts. That's crazy. I mean, you know, after first contact, it shows you how tough the guy is. A lot of these guys just go down. I mean, you just keep going. You're that big, though. You know, you just run through everybody.
Freak. I have nothing else, man. Like I'm, you know how people say I'm done counting the Chiefs out. Yeah. I thought Derrick Henry's fall off was 2 years ago. And he had 1500 yards rushing last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, freak dude.
Yeah. First ballot for sure. This is Mahomes complimenting our new running back, Ken Walker.
Number nine. That's all I can say. That's right there. That change and the ability to catch, run, pass, protect, do everything. Make a play out of nothing to a 20-yard gain, that's going to be the biggest impact I think we'll have. And it's just finding ways to get him the football.
Can you play the beginning of that cut, please? That's it. Yeah, that's that was a good by Patrick. That's a long one right there.
Cooter.
One word, excited, because when was the last time you saw Patrick that excited about an offensive weapon? Like genuine excitement. Like he was
other
about
than Kelsey.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like he is like really head over heels, it seems like, for number nine, Ken Walker. And I'm excited too. That was the comment yesterday that kind of got me excited. Then watching them on Hard Knocks talk about his loss and how big that is for Seattle. I'm really excited now to watch this team play some offense, man. Let's go.
Yeah. One word would be finally. Maybe Mahomes can finally have a running back that can get 1,000 yards in the season and really take the load off of what he has to go out there and do. As he had mentioned earlier this year in camp, I ran way too much last year. In fact, should never have to do that again. So finally, get a running back that can have all the skill sets. You have a five-tool running back, it sounds like, coming from Patrick Mahomes' mouth.
Five-tool running back to five-tool player Bobby Witt Jr. This was one of the best defensive plays I've seen.
Man, it seems like they're all 500 feet and it gets 432. Jump throw in time! Bobby Witt Jr. with a gold glove play to get Bregman.
Jeter. is the one word. That was the MLB did a great kind of combo of the two plays like that. Jumpman Jordan kind of like esque in the air. You're up there, you're firing that baseball across. There are not many people on planet Earth that can make that play. That was spectacular.
You know, it would be par, as in par for the course. We saw last year in St. Louis, he made a couple of plays. Everybody was like, oh, my gosh. And then the rest is history. That play against the Cubs, I mean, just, yeah, just another day at the office for number seven.
Hall of Fame speeches happened this week. Adam Vinatieri, here's a one-liner.
Hey, Pat McAfee's here in the crowd today. Great to see you, brother. The only person who enjoyed holding my balls more than my wife. She held for me in the off season when everyone else was gone. Get that right.
Just the third kicker, I believe, to be in the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken.
Morton Anderson, Jan Stenerud. No, there's more than three. Well,
there's some stat about three kickers in the Hall of Fame, but yeah. It's you're right. It might be more than that. I can't remember.
Well,
the exact
I know Morton
stat.
And Jan, and Vinatieri's now the third. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who else would be in there at this point in time.
Five.
Five kickers in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Who are the other two?
George Blanda and Lou Groza.
Okay. Yeah. Lou the Toe Groza.
Nicknamed the Toe. Yeah. That's cool.
And Blanda had half a foot. So, I would have put him, I should have had him on that list. But it was great to see the fun, the humor. I thought the speeches were really good this year. Vinatieri was outstanding. Roger Craig was amazing. And then, of course, I mean, Drew Brees stole the show yesterday, too, or Saturday.
Yeah. Polished. It definitely wasn't something that he got a script and then went out there and just raw dogged it. He actually put some thought into there, knew how to, like, deliver the lines. Pat McAfee, what's up, bro? I don't know. Well done by Adam Vinatieri.
This story took over the weekend. It's so heartfelt. It's so wonderful about a golden retriever and a duck. I'll just play this beginning part of the audio because it's fantastic, and then I'll explain it.
Justin and Tori Canarelli almost have a typical American family. Two kids and a dog. But then they've also got this duck.
I just love that opening. This is a golden retriever that was struggling from seizures. They gave him the medication and it helped the seizures, but then he kind of lost his goldenness, right? He didn't have that spunk anymore. The wife's teacher ends up bringing back this duck. They just think, oh, we'll have it for a week or two. We'll give it away. That duck and that dog have bonded, and this dog is now being reinvigorated for life. This story has taken over for the weekend. One word.
That's life right there, man. Like, think about human beings and having that kind of relationship and bringing somebody into your life that just makes it that much better for you. You know, people are down in the dumps all the time, and you bring in a friendly face or somebody that's there to make you feel better. It's a great life lesson right there. That's cool.
Life. I think pets are life, man. Like, dogs do so much, whether you're a dog, cat, person, maybe you got a fish. I don't know what it is, but pets can always do that for you. But that's just an amazing thing, like, how that can work out with just, like, the most obscure thing that could help. We had some THC treats for that dog.
NFL trade rumors ranks the top offensive lines in the NFL. The Chiefs finally get some respect. Number six on this list: Broncos, Bills, Eagles, Bears, Bucks, and then the Chiefs coming in at number six. One word.
Finally.
Yes, I mean, finally,
somebody other than us is realizing that this offensive line, I think, is going to be pretty damn good this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Proven. Now you got to go prove it. Go be that team. Go be that line. Now you have a running back that knows, you know, where the holes are. The vision's there. Let's see that. Also, we talk about how a defensive line helps out the secondary by adding pressure to the quarterback, and it's a domino effect. The offensive line, having a running back that knows where to go and to be patient, can show that they can actually, be efficient as well, because we had a text earlier that says, five-tool running back, but an offensive line that is paid like all pros, yet has never shown if it can run block.
Well, they've had a running back that needs LASIK and a guy off the couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I do not care. Plus, you'll see it this year.
Your left tackle's on a rookie deal. Your left guard is on a rookie deal. Your center is an all-pro, the best in the league. Your right guard is a top-five guard in the league, I think, from the right side.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then right tackle is either a guy that you paid as a swing guy or a guy that you got as a undrafted free agent. So I don't think it is all paid like all-pro, so let's maybe relax there a little bit.
That's a great point by you, though, Mac, when you said you had a guy with LASIK and a guy that was off the couch. How much did the offensive line's reputation suffer because they had Tweedledee and Tweedledum in the backfield?
Yes.
Seriously.
Exactly.
That's a great point by you. We don't think about those things. We see a running back get tackled after a gain of two, and we're like, got to block better.
And that's,
maybe you need to look at the hole better and know where you're going better.
Exactly. And that same guy, well, I love Ware, I love West, I love McKinnon, name your other running backs. Yeah, how do you think they were behind this offensive line? This is the best running back that Mahomes has played with, and by far the best running back that the offensive line's gotten to block for.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, Monte Ellis says the Warriors would have had the same success if he replaced Steph Curry on their championship teams. Quote, if you switched me and Steph out with the team that won the championships, it'd be the same thing.
Yeah, let's just go to break.
Yeah, my one word would be garage. How long was Monte Ellis
Hot
in the garage?
Days, weeks, months? I mean, that's a year of weed talking, man.
Yeah, get rid of one of the greatest shooters, if not the greatest shooter in the history of the NBA, who's won, what, 3 MVPs?
Oh, my God.
4 titles? I'd have been the same, man.
It's crazy.
I mean, I get the self-confidence, but, dude, you averaged 8.5 points a game in 12 seasons. It's not like you were putting up 30.
Oh, no, he was better than that.
No, he wasn't.
No, I'm looking at it. He was.
I just looked it up. He's averaging 8.5 points a game.
No, for in 2016, 2017, yeah, for his career, he's 17.8. He was a
good
player.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a good player. He was a good player. But no, we're talking about best or second best point guard of all time, Steph Curry.
Even still, I don't care what he was averaging. He's not Steph Curry.
You're high.
We'd have been just as good if I replaced Mahomes at quarterback.
Yeah, exactly right.
It seems Monte Ellis was in the garage and his thoughts are gone. Royals lose 10-2. That is one word brought to you by the Sand Tribe, a great spot with delicious food, cold drinks, TVs everywhere to watch your favorite sports team.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's located in the northeast corner of Blue Ridge and Holmes in South KC. Today on a Monday, the KC Dilla, your choice of chicken or beef, grilled peppers, red onions, and shredded cheese on a toasted flour tortilla served with sour cream and salsa. It's $13. Or you can do the $9 cheeseburger and fries plus $1 off all craft beers. And a great spot to have your fantasy football draft, because any special that they offer that day that you have said draft, you will be able to, relish in those days of those specials. But that is one word. And coming up next, we get into Andy Reid being the fourth best here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Ken Walker III, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.